Howdy, folks.
Hi.
How is everyone? I'm really good. I forget that they can't answer.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. Something. It's Halloween month.
Almost over.
Sorry. Halloween's coming.
Any big plans?
No.
Why are you so excited?
Because it's Halloween. I don't care.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm even taking off work on Friday.
That's the big plan right there.
Yeah. Maybe watch Hocus Pocus.
No. I'm joking.
Okay. So, it's another bonus episode.
Yay!
A creepy podcast.
Shut up.
Since that's what you always say.
I know.
So this one, Terry, you have chosen is called the InDream Hotline. I don't see an author.
It's said unknown.
Okay. I'm glad you remembered that. Unknown wrote this story.
Pretty sure that's the one.
It's an interesting name for an author, but.
You know.
Here we go. Ready?
If you are.
Okay. The InDream Hotline. The business card left in my mailbox was unassuming. A simple white font affixed to a black background, but its claim was bold. There is now an InDream Hotline you can call to escape nightmares. Love that idea.
You need that?
I do need that. Simply find a red rotary phone in your dreamscape. Dislocate it from the receiver and choose a number to be connected. A good night's sleep is just around the corner. Enjoy your rest.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. It had all the makings of a half-hearted prank from my friend Josh. After all, he was the only person I had told about my recent night terrors. But stooping that low just for a cheap laugh? He knew my nightmares were deeply personal, all involving my deceased father. Would he really go that far? Though Josh was a funny guy, he could be sentimental when the time called for it. I wondered if this was less a prank and more an offering of relief during a tough time. Well, his way of telling me there would eventually be a way out, a light at the end of the tunnel. I took comfort in this, opting not to reach out in the case he decided to go back on it and laugh in my face. However caring the man could be, he detested heart-to-heart moments.
Aww.
Thanks, Josh. I guess I needed this. With a slight smile, I placed the card in my pocket and went about my day, grateful for the gesture. Unfortunately, it would not be enough to keep my demons at bay. Never is. Later that night, while resting, I was blindsided by memories of my father. Completely out of control, a horrific scene came into focus, replaying the events of his death. I had no choice but to endure the torment and watch the events unfold in my mind as they had so many times before. I was a child and we were swimming at my favorite spot on the outskirts of town. We often played a game to see who could hold their breath underwater the longest. My father's last dip beneath the waves, he never came up for air. The body was never found. Being young and naive, I was convinced a creature dragged him to the depths of the ocean.
Sad, huh?
Yeah. As an adult, I now know this monster was a riptide, pulling him out to uncharted waters. Undercurrents in that area were fierce, eventually leading local authorities to close off the beach altogether. The search party never stood a chance in finding him. Aww. I violently thrashed about as the horrible images recurred, but soon found solace in the form of sleep. Like the many nights that came before it, this solace would be short-lived. My dream began as it usually did. I watched from the shadows as my dad tucked in my younger self and read aloud a bedtime story. This moment was always so peaceful, a calm before the storm. I briefly basked in the ambient nostalgia before remembering the events that would inevitably come next. That's when the panic set in. After the story concluded, my father transformed into something horrific.
Yeah.
But below his waist was now a grouping of slimy tentacles. Gross. Wetting the floor as he slid across it. Above his collar were the grotesque features of a monstrous head, an amphibious amalgamation of loose appendages, sharp teeth, and gills protruding from his neck. Ooh. His mouth opened at an unnatural angle, wide enough for it to devour my younger self whole. He then turned his attention to me. This was my cue to run. Racing through the house to escape the creature's clutches, I felt something fall from my shirt pocket. It was the InDream Hotline business card.
Of course.
Ding-a-ling. I picked it up and looked it over. Despite the fragile nature of the visual stimuli in dreams, the card was identical to its real counterpart. No matter how many times I read the text, none of the characters were fuzzy, jumbled, or rearranged. A thunderous growl crept up from behind me. Ooh. I sprinted to the living room. That's where I saw it. Right where my family's landline usually sat. A red rotary phone. Cha-ching. In this moment, a compulsion washed over me. Despite the service being a complete fabrication, I was compelled to give it a try. If for no other reason than to see what would happen if I did. Well, duh, I'm trying it. Perhaps my sleeping mind would fill the blanks and wake me from the nightmare. I picked up the phone from the receiver and held it to my ear. Hello? I made that up. There was a harrowing silence. Going over the card again, I realized it was time to pick a number. It seemed there were only 5 viable choices. Numbers 6 through 0 had been scuffed away, along with a pound and star keys. When placing my finger in these holes, the wheel wouldn't budge. I instead decided to choose number 1. The wheel turned, and my ear was met with a male voice. Thank you for calling the InDream Hotline for escaping nightmares. How can we be of service?
Look at you with your voiceover.
It worked! My brain was playing along. Yes! I need to escape this nightmare, please, quickly. Certainly, I'll be happy to assist you with this. Please hold while I look up your situation.
Please hold, of course.
The sound of grinding teeth echoed in the distance as the creature slid from room to room searching for me. Oh boy, childhood trauma mixed with a phobia of sea monsters. That does not sound like fun. Luckily, this is an issue we are equipped to deal with. Yes. You have 3 options. Transport, reconfigure, and vanquish. Which would you like? The monster had now honed in on my position, slithering towards me as my eyes widened in terror. Vanquish! Get rid of this thing! Okay, one moment. I watched in horror as the creature closed the gap between us in a matter of seconds. It looks like your account is new. You don't have the options to reconfigure or vanquish yet. All we can do is transport. Shall I initiate this option for you? The eldritch version of my father swung its tentacles over me, narrowly missing my head, and I cowered in fear. Fine, transport. Do it now.
Go, go, go.
One transport coming right up. All at once, the sound of grinding teeth stopped. The moisture on the floor evaporated. The creature was frozen in place, a statue of pure dread. It then vanished before my very eyes. Transport successful. Thank you for calling the InDream Hotline. Enjoy your rest. It worked. I couldn't believe it. It's difficult to explain, but I felt alleviated. A wave of relief so strong it allowed me to breathe again. Catharsis filled the air as I walked through the dream version of my childhood home, free of the guilt I had harbored for so many years. My nightmare was finally over.
Yes.
I slept through the night and awoke fully refreshed, knowing that somehow I had come to terms with the death of my father. Albeit through strange means, sunlight poured into the room as a bird outside sang a beautiful melody. The smell of home-cooked food wafting through my apartment. But I lived alone.
Oh, weird.
Upon venturing out to the kitchen, I identified the source of the aroma. I was taken aback by what I saw. It was my dad, cooking a seafood feast fit for a family of 12. Hey there, sport! How was your nap? My mouth hit the floor. Dad? But how? He smiled. What's wrong, sport? You look like you've seen a ghost. Dumbstruck and frightened, I ran to my bedroom and locked the door. That was not my father. It couldn't be. He was swept out to sea. No one could have survived out there. It just wasn't possible. My phone buzzed, interrupting my panic. It was a private number. I hesitantly answered. Hello, this is the In Dream Hotline for Escaping Nightmares. We don't normally make calls outside of the dream void, but we noticed your recent transport order has gone awry. We are here to help. What? Josh, is that you? What's going on? Is this some sort of sick joke? Transports can be unpredictable. We apologize for the inconvenience. If you upgrade to one of our premium packages, we can aid in the removal of your nightmare. We accept all major credit cards. Did my ears deceive me? Was the InDream hotline real? The silver package is our cheapest upgrade, allowing you to reconfigure your nightmare, but there is no guarantee the result will be any better.
Of course not.
We suggest purchasing our gold package, an option which lets you vanquish the nightmare once and for all. A stream of seawater entered my room as a tentacle snuck beneath my door.
Oh my God.
Great. Lunch is ready, sport. I hope you're hungry. I know I am. I handed over my credit card information without so much as a second thought. I'll take the gold package, please. Brilliant. Please hold. The sound of tapping at a keyboard filled my ears as my father began banging at the door. Your transaction is in transit. It will take 5 to 7 business days to process, at which time your nightmare will be vanquished. 5 to 7 days? Were they serious? I have to wait how long? What am I supposed to do in the meantime? Thank you for calling the InDream hotline for escaping nightmares. We sincerely hope you live long enough to continue doing business with us. Good luck. And actually, here is the author. It's at the end.
Sorry. I know I had one that was unknown.
That's okay. His name is Christopher Maxim. Wait. Didn't we read another one of his stories? I feel like we read another one of his stories, so we must like him. You like him.
I like him.
That was a great win. I loved
that. Is that not basically how the world is these days?
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks, we screwed up, but if you purchase this package, we will help. Oh, yeah. It could be 5 to 6 days.
Yeah, so sorry.
We will refund you in 5 to 6 days.
I love it. No, I thought that was hilarious. I think it's more funny than scary, but I love it anyway.
Right. I thought it was a good one.
How great would it be to be have a phone that you could just call and get out of your nightmares?
Well, it sounds like it's not very good.
Well, no, because sometimes your nightmares then become reality. Oopsie. Good times. Thank you for that story. It was very good.
You're welcome.
Everybody enjoy this bedtime story. Look for that red phone, I guess, if you're having a nightmare. We will talk soon. We love you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.